Leonie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm very well, much better after my illness, and so much better that I gave away two clues yesterday. Did you hear them?
I did.
Yes. Nothing to do with a human. A human is not making this sound, and the other one is it's not mechanical. So, given that fact or those facts, Leonie, what do you think?
I'm wondering whether it could be one of those wind direction cones at an airport.
A wind direction cone at an airport. Yeah. I know. Yep. It's like the.
You know what I mean?
It's a flag, but it's in the. It's got the circle, so it gets the wind into it, and it gets blown.
Yeah.
Around. Yeah.
They can tell the wind.
I'm glad we went in depth on that one for naught.
It doesn't matter every which way.
Yep. Leonie, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. That's where I was going with that one. Joan, good morning.
Morning, PT. Good to hear you back.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate that. Joan, what do you think this secret sound is that isn't made by a human and isn't mechanical?
It's washing, blowing in the wind.
Sorry, what was that?
Washing, flapping in the wind.
Washing, flapping in the wind. Sorry, Joan. It's
Thank
not
you.
That. Have a wonderful day from the Neil household. Hello, Kaz.
Good morning, PT, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. How's Clive?
Yeah, he's not too bad, thanks.
Great. Yeah. All right. What do you got for me?
Well, this is his answer, actually.
Mm-hmm. You've blamed him for many things, haven't you?
Not just the secret. For most things. this is his answer, and he thinks it's one of those wind, because we've got one, a wind spinner that extracts the hot air out of the house and sits up on the roof.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
They're usually, galvanised iron, and they've got slits cut into them?
That's it.
And the wind just pushes them round. Is that what they're called, a wind spinner?
A wind spinner, yeah. He's got one on the shed.
Fantastic.
You are wrong.
But not right.
I thought it would be. Oh, well, we'll keep thinking.
Have a good day, Karen. Appreciate the call, as always, over to Maribor. Hello, Keithy boy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. What's going on in your lovely Golden Wattle town?
Nothing as yet. Just take the grandson to school in a minute.
Fantastic. And plenty of wattle over that way. The national, what is it, the national flower of Australia? Is that what you call it?
I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, always. Wattle Day used to be celebrated on the 1st of September to mark the first day of spring, but it's not a thing anymore. Hasn't been for a little while.
A Golden Wattle Festival.
That is
we?
Correct. When I lived over there as a kid, used to go to the Golden Wattle Festival. Absolutely right, Keithy boy.
That's it. Yep.
What do you got for me?
Garden whirligig, they're called.
A whirligig out in the garden.
Yeah, you know what that really is. Oh, well, telling me now, isn't it?
No, nothing to do with a whirligig there, Keithy boy.
No worry, thank you.
Enjoy taking the grandson to school, as I'm sure you do each and every day. Hello, Tina.
Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
I'm glad I was number five because two of my guesses I wrote down have been set.
Right, well, you better have at it with another one then, Tina.
No, I've got four.
Okay.
All right. Now, I reckon it's, you know, when the, oh, well, I don't know, I've got a tin roof. And my Maggies come over for the feed and they run around on the roof and so I reckon it's the birds' feet on the roof, tin roof.
Yeah, so birds running around on a tin roof.
Yes.
No.
God, I've only got one left now.
Well, you'll have to try it tomorrow morning, Tina. You never know. Let's wrap it up by going to Dubbo. Chris is listening to us on iHeartRadio. Hello, Chris.
G'day, PT.
Hey,
thanks, mate.
Going all right. How are things in Dubbo today? A little bit warmer than Ballarat, I'm guessing.
Yeah, just a tad bit cold during the night, but it's sunshine and now it's just a beautiful day, yep. So.
And you're heading to the to where, Queensland?
Yeah, we're going up there for a couple of weeks, then we head back to Ballarat.
So. Lovely. So where are you staying in Queensland, mate?
We've got relatives up there, but stay in, a caravan park and that's about it.
Yeah, but which place? Which place, Chris?
Out of Capella Bar, then we go over to Redcliffe and then up to Gingin.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, you safe driving whilst you're touring around and have a wow of a time and, of course, come back home to us safely as well. And we're coming in loud and clear on iHeartRadio.
Yeah, no problems at all.
Beautiful, Chris. Let's have your guess, mate, and see if we can give you some spending money while you're away. What do you think?
Well, going by all the clues and saying how it's all highly amplified and it's not human, I reckon it's a moth or a butterfly or a flying insect flapping wings.
Flapping wings, so a moth or a butterfly, doesn't matter.
Yep.
Some sort of flying insect and they're flapping their wings. Let's have a listen.
Yep.
Chris, listening on iHeartRadio in Dubbo.
There's no cash here.
Oh.
Here, there's no cash.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right.
Whilst you're enjoying happy hour this afternoon, you might have to come up with another one, all right?
No worries.
Thanks, Chris, and thanks for listening to us all the way up there in Dubbo via iHeartRadio. And, of course, you can download the free iHeartRadio app and listen anywhere, like Dubbo, like Chris is doing.